my sins. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, that was better. Pantalon explained to me why it was looking so cloudy in the morning, and just before the coffee, we got sunshine. Yemi meteorologist here who can explain this phenomenon. I was trying to find out what was the cause for that, but I couldn't get it until now. Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, I'm Asa Ngambi. I'm at Mazingira House. Each time I stand to present myself, I talk about Mazingira. So most often when I meet you on campus, you ask me, how is Mazingira? How are you, Mr. Mazingira? Yeah, of course I'm proud to be in Mazingira House, and I'm always proud to talk about Mazingira. Well, I will not start talking about Mazingira, otherwise we will have the whole morning talking about Mazingira. So I'll first of all give the chance to anybody wishing to introduce visitors on campus. Are there any visitors on campus? Okay, good.
Morning, everyone. I'm Paul from the Mycoplasma Group in Biosciences. I'm honored to introduce one of the visitors who's just joined us, Ms. Chin, from the Institute of Husbandry and Pharmaceutical Sciences, China. So could we give her a warm Nairobi welcome, and she will talk a bit about herself.
Thank you, Matt. I'm so glad to come to this very beautiful country and very famous institute. I'm now in the team of drug dealers, working with him, and I'm so glad to make friends with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, you're welcome, and we wish you success in your work here. Are there more visitors on campus? Okay, are there any students or new staff? Is anyone ready to introduce some of them? Okay, good. Then, do we have any announcements? Well, I don't see anybody showing up. Of course, I'm Mr. Mazingira, so I'd like to talk about Mazingira. I know most of you have got the invitation about the Mazingira Day, which is going to be next week on Thursday. And, well, as I said before, I'm always proud about Mazingira House. And people will always ask me, why are you so proud about Mazingira? Well, I like to answer this by giving different questions. Well, when I was in primary school, my teacher told me, you don't reply to a question by another question. But I'm going to break this rule right now. Why should I not be proud of Mazingira? Why should I not be proud of Mazingira when we have one of the most sophisticated laboratories on climate change research in Africa? Why should I not be proud of Mazingira when we do very well tailor-made research on greenhouse gas emissions from livestock systems, from land use systems, which we have no other possibility to do in the rest of Africa? So why should I not be proud of Mazingira when we have the potential of becoming the reference research center for climate change in Africa, where we have the potential of bringing students and teachers from all over Africa and training them, bringing them up, guiding them in the research work on climate change? Why should I not be proud of Mazingira when we have the ability to model climate change using the GIS methodology to bring out strategies and scenarios which we can use to advise policymakers on adoption possibilities, telling them this is the best potential for adaptation on climate change and you can go in this direction and you get this amount of greenhouse gas reduction using one method or the other. Why should I not be proud of Mazingira House when we have the possibility to meet policymakers, stakeholders from different countries in Africa and discuss with them directly on climate change, its impact and possibilities for adaptation? Well, that was just like an introduction or what we can call like that was like an aperitif to my announcement, and now I go to the main part, the main menu of the announcement. So we are having the Mazingira Day on the 16th of April, that is next week on Thursday. We will start at 2 p.m. and we would like all of you to be there. We'd like you to be there 15 minutes before because we need some time to prepare you, because it's not going to be a very simple event. So you need some time to prepare. And well, I calculated how long it took me to reach here today. It took about 9 minutes for me to walk from Mazingira House to this point. So just calculate that when you're coming on Thursday to Mazingira House. And then the next thing we are going to have, we will start by showing you how Mazingira House came up. Mazingira House is less than 2 years old, and we are going to show you how we started from a few test tubes in the lab to a very sophisticated laboratory within less than 2 years. And then we are also going to take you around the laboratory and show you in different scopes the different facilities we have and the research work we are doing and the potentials that we have for research in the future. For this, we need to know those who are coming in advance, or just to have a rough idea on those who are coming, so that we can be able to split you up into good uniform groups. So please, if you haven't yet acknowledged your participation, I know quite a good number of you have done that, just say yes, I'll be there, and then we will plan better based on that. For those who want to make the last minute decision, we are not going to drive you away. We will still accept you if you just come there. Yeah. Okay, so that was the main part, and now we go to the dessert of the announcement. Do you all like desserts? Well, I'd like to tell you something. Desserts are not really healthy, unfortunately. Desserts, they add you weight. When you have desserts, you get more weight. And after that, you start fighting. You go to the gym and you go to do jogging and all that. So why do you first take the dessert and then you fight against that? Why don't you just cut down on costs, for example, by avoiding the dessert, and then you are not tempted, or you don't have to invest more time to cut down on the weight. But of course, we are going to provide very nice coffee from Kericho, very special brand, and we will provide, well, sorry, that's tea from Kericho. I got some wrong. Very special tea from Kericho, and some milk from the best dairy farms in Kenya. And then we will also provide Abyssinian coffee, which was produced without child labor. So the very best coffee you can get also. Yeah. And this will be accompanied by some snacks, because we want to boost your energy level and also to stimulate thinking after going through the laboratory. And we would like you to come together after the tours in the laboratory and we discuss together. We would like to generate ideas. Of course, as I said, we are just 2 years old, or we are less than 2 years old, and we need to grow. And we don't just need to grow in any way, we need to grow sustainably. And so when you are coming, if you have some ideas on how we can grow sustainably, we will be very happy to welcome these ideas. Yeah, that was a dessert. So, then I want to do a really short exercise here. Can we all raise one hand? It doesn't matter right or left. Can you touch your cheek? Just turn around and look at your neighbors. I got you, India, my very good friend. India, where did you place your hand?
Ah.
Ian, please answer. Where did you place your hand?
On my chin.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was
what did I say? Place your hand on your chin. On your cheek. No, sir. Where's your cheek? Okay. Where did you place your hand on your chin and not your cheek?
Because I was looking at you and not listening to you.
Good. Okay. This is a clear indication that actions speak louder than words. So, most of you put your hands on your chin and not on your cheek. I said put your hands on your cheek. So, when you come to Mzingira Day, you will have a real-time exposure and you will not wait to be told. So come and see for yourself. Don't wait to be told. Okay, after such a nice day of announcement, I will now give you a I'll give you the possibility of having a dessert, because I told you we were not going to offer desserts. We offer just tea and coffee. So I will hand over the mic to someone from Chelsea who is ready to offer the dessert. So Grace.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
I'm not the dessert, but I've got some here. I'm from Charleston Travel, and we really, really appreciate you people for the support and the business that you give us. I was supposed to bring this cake for Easter, but since you didn't have the coffee last week, I've had to bring it here. And so you're all welcome to have the cake. And now, I would like to encourage us, or maybe I'm just doing a sales speech. It's during the low season, right now, you can be able to travel within the country to all these national parks and everywhere at very, very, very good rates. So I would encourage you to take advantage. Please visit our office. If you want to go to Mara as a group, you'll get very good rates. To take your family to Mombasa, very, very good rates. So please feel free to pass by our office, and you can enjoy the country. So I'll ask Beatrice to help me cut the cake. Please. Then please make sure it's big enough for everyone. It's just dessert, so it's a small piece for everybody. So you all get something. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I would like to use this opportunity to thank Chelsea and to encourage us also to not only to work, working without playing makes Jack a dull boy. So we don't want to be dull researchers or dull staff. So we should have some time for relaxation, and we should attend to some of these tricks. Thanks a lot, and I welcome you to get a piece of the cake on your way back, and take care. See you next Thursday at Mzingira House at 1:45 to 2:00. Thank you.